Om Shri Sai Ram. Humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Sai Ram, to all the dignitaries, guests, gurus, Balivika's children, Balivika's alumni, brothers and sisters of this august gathering. A hearty welcome to Swarnotsava Guru's Sankalpa Yatra of Shri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, Andhra Pradesh. This yatra, the very first of its kind, is a small attempt to inspire and motivate gurus to work with more dedication and zeal. About 2,000 Shri Satya Sai Balivika's gurus of Andhra Pradesh have come here together to seek Bhagwan's blessings and to rededicate themselves to Bhagwan's mission. A five-day world conference of Balivika's teachers and students, which was inaugurated by Bhagwan himself on this very same day, that is 27th December 1983 at Purnachandra Hall. In his discourse, he mentioned about a cyclone that had hit Puttaparthi the previous night. A sudden gale brought down the Shamianas where Balivika's students were housed. Children were trapped underneath the collapsed tents. However, the only words that they uttered were Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. They started singing bhajans immediately. Bhagwan pointed out that the Balivika's training had trained them to face such ordeals with great courage and faith. Dearest Sai Ma, please be with us and guide us throughout this program today and tomorrow. Today, we have two speakers, Dr. L. Sashibala, National Coordinator, Education Wing, Shri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, India, to share her views on Shri Satya Sai Balivika's blossoming of human excellence. We also have Professor V. Shakuntala, State Coordinator, Education Wing, to submit Balivika's report of Andhra Pradesh. I now invite Dr. Sashibala to address us. Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram, offering my loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our dear Bhagwan, respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all. Shrunvantu Vishve Amrutasya Putra. In his benedictions, Swami used to address the children many a time with the Vipanishad verse of Shrunvantu Vishve Amrutasya Putra. That means, children of immortal bliss. According to Bhagwan, we are all children of immortal bliss. It is with his concern for the good of entire mankind and for the re-establishment of Sanatana Dharma that he took human form. In 1947, Bhagwan declared that his Sanatana Dharma rests on four pillars, Satya, Dharma, Shanti and Prema. And these are the four primordial principles of Sri Satya Sai Balvika's program, which Bhagwan launched in the year 1969. Balvika's is not just an education for children, it is the essence of all spiritual knowledge. As Prahlada answered his father Hiranyakasipu, that he learned the essence of education, Chaduvulalo Marmamella Chadiviti Tandri. The real knowledge is to know him. Sri Satya Sai Balvika's is the summum bonum of all spiritual knowledge. In an interview Bhagwan gifted us in the year 1989, he asked all of us, to whom is Balvika's? Balvika's Yavariki and Swamadigar. And immediately with folded hands we answered, Swami, it is for us only. Then he said happily, yes, it is for you all and then for all the children. Bhagwan identified the root cause for the illnesses of society as Neti Vidya Telivi Tetalanu Pensu Konchamainanu Gunamu Pensabodu Koti Vidya Lundi Gunamu Lekunnacho Atti Vidya Kanna Matti Minna. Today's education can only help children acquire worldly knowledge but does not help to build noble character. A characterless person is inferior even to soil if he has several skills. Let us see the scenario today. World has become a small village due to liberalization and globalization. Socio-economic conditions have changed. And in the process, the fundamental values took a back seat and are perhaps lost sight of. The roots for all the illnesses of the society has been facing are identified to be in the system of education. The essence of Vidya lost its fragrance. The system of education has reduced the institutions to mere factories producing skilled men and women, but not real and worthy human beings. Bhagwan said, Nati Vidya Gunarjana Koraku, Neti Vidya Dhanarjana Koraku. In the past, education was meant for building up of noble character and ideal personality of excellence. But today, its aim is reduced to just earning money. He enunciates the aim of education as Satpravartana Satbuddhi Satya Nirati Bhakti Kramasikshana Kartavya Palanambu Nirpunadi Vidya Adhani Vidyadhi Nirva Valayu. The fundamental aim of education is to impart good conduct, good intellect, truthfulness, duty-mindedness, devotion, discipline, and determination. This is true education. Bhagavan gifted the mankind with Balvikas as a panacea. Balvikas is not just a program, it is a noble movement. Swami instructed Mahila Vibhag in 1969 to run a Balvihar for young children where they will listen to stories from the scriptures, the epics, and the lives of saints belonging to all religions. Children must also be trained to sing bhajans, enact small plays with themselves with themes selected from these classics. The ideal of the Balvikas is to raise a generation of boys and girls who have a clean and clear conscience. It is the primary basis of the great movement to restore dharma in the world. Swami said, guide the children in the spiritual path through simple and moral living. Install in the young minds the importance of duty, devotion, and discipline. Help them understand the five human values so that they can practice these in their daily lives. Guide them to love all and serve all. In short, help them grow into worthy citizens to serve the world, identifying the divinity present in all. Education must aim at producing the child, not livelihood, but a life worth living. The Balvihars were started in the year 1969 by Mahila Vibhag for the children above 6 years of age, and they were imparted education from the content drawn from ancient scriptures with divine guidance. Thus, a new moment of momentous dimensions was set in motion by Bhagavan in the field of education. Bhagavan later changed the name of Balvihar into Balvikas, redefining the education system created by him as the system aiming at the blossoming of human excellence. The early beginnings of the Balvikas movement were quite simple. During 1950s and early 60s, Bhagavan had been repeatedly motivating parents to fulfill the spiritual needs of the children. He insisted that parents should take up the responsibility of molding the character of children who in turn shape the destiny of the nation. More than 9 decades ago, our beloved Bhagavan, before declaring his avatar, has himself shown us the way to integrate these 5 teaching techniques. He used to gather the children and teach them bhajans, integrating silent sitting and prayer. By starting Panduranga Bhajana Mandali, he integrated prayer with group singing. His art of storytelling is really exemplary. By attending Pushpagiri camp as scout, he has shown us the way to integrate group activities with all other techniques. As we all know, his life is his message. That's the way Swami always guides gurus to be, do and tell. As time passed by, slowly and steadily, the Balvikas program designed by Bhagavan for children between 6 years to 14 years of age in 3 groups took shape, and with the formation and expansion of Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations, Balvikas spread far and wide. Training modules were developed, research went in deeper, and with Bhagavan's active and continuous guidance, Valvikas was crystallized into a 9-year non-formal education system for children, enhancing their learning to become role models in character and also in academic performance. The Sanskrit phrase Valvikas means blossoming of the child. Accordingly, rules, regulations and a core syllabus were developed in order to enhance the blossoming of human excellence in the child. The aims of Valvikas are to foster character development and spiritual transformation and to inculcate habits of discipline and self-discipline so that students learn to be masters of the mind and not slaves and have absolute control over their sense organs. To guide all children to have purity and harmony in thought, word and deed. To first foster the understanding and practice of the 5 inherent human values of truth, righteousness, peace, love and non-violence. The entire Valvikas course is based on 2 principles, existence of God and divinity in man. The ultimate aim of Valvikas is to let the child realize that divinity dwells in him. What you sow, so you will reap. Essence of education and knowledge have been clearly emphasized by Swami as the end of education is character, the end of knowledge is love. Education process that Bhagavan has designed is for the transformation of man into a human with a character of nobility, compassion and love for mankind. It is the divine education, we used to call it as Brahma Vidya, not just the academic education as Bahya Vidya, which can achieve this. Valvikas aims to develop the 5 aspects of child's personality, physical, intellectual, emotional, psychological and spiritual aspects by kindling the intrinsic human qualities, thereby achieving a complete well-rounded personality aiming at individual transformation. The skill, maturity, intelligence and commitment of Guru lies in helping the child blossom into an excellent personality, nurturing the 5 human values and developing the 5 attributes of an integrated personality. One Swami said, I quote, children are the crops growing in the fields to yield the harvest on which the nation has to sustain itself. They are the pillars on which the future of the nation is built. They are the roots of the national tree which has to give the fruits of work, worship and wisdom to the next generations. Following the promptings of Bhagavan, the mothers gradually change their attitudes from viewing children as my children to our children, treading the path shown by Bhagavan in the journey of from I to we, and started Valvikas classes in the villages and in the neighborhood, and started seeing mankind beyond the narrow corridors of caste, color, creed and religion. It is Valvikas is the seed and foundation for all other wings of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. But Swami said, Valvikas is my right hand and every mother is the Valvikas guru. He has given special rights to women and mothers to be Valvikas gurus, thereby laying the foundation for a value-based society. These Mahilas are the pillars of Valvikas wing and are taking the divine mission forward with dedication and sincerity. Mahilas are endowed with the divine gift of patience and forbearance and emotional strength. They pass on these values to the children by being role models. It was in 1974 that Bhagavan gave a new identity to the teachers of Valvikas as gurus. The hallmark of the program is that the program is conducted by devotees who have tremendous commitment, faith and love for Bhagavan and children. The program has an integrated plan for motivating parents' participation and involvement of students who complete the 9-year course too. Let me share an experience here. Swami gifted some gurus with an interview along with some government officials way back in 1980s. Swami very fondly, with all his love, introducing gurus to those officials by telling them that they are all my Valvikas gurus. They work with commitment, dedication, sincerity and love without taking a single paisa. You ask them what is important for them, whether it is Nidhi or Swami Sannidhi, they all in one voice respond that the Satya Sai Sannidhi is more important than Nidhi of the entire world. My dear sisters and brothers, remember, we are all blessed. Swami selected all of us as gurus. Remember the story of Abu Ben, which we teach in our Balavika's class. I hope that all of you know Abu Ben Adam's story. We should all become like Abu Ben, whose name figures as the first name in the first page. Let us all be like that. And what is Swami's expectation from us? Once in an interview, Swami spent a lot of time with my mother and her colleagues. And after the interview was over, when my mother was trying to thank Swami for his time, she asked Bhagavan as to how she could express her gratitude. Swami immediately said, "Bangaru, very simple." And he said, "Swami ki nachela, Swami mechela nadchukondi." Behave, modify your behavior in a way that Swami likes you all and appreciates you all. To achieve this, we must be careful, we must be watchful. We all have watches, as Swami said, watch your words, actions, thoughts, character and heart. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
Sai Ram ma'am, I now invite Professor V. Shakuntala to submit Balavika's report of Andhra Pradesh. Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan. Dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram. Today, it is a milestone in the history of Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. Sri Satya Sai Balavikas, gifted by Bhagavan to the mankind, is celebrating Golden Jubilee, and Sri Satya Sai Balavikas gurus of Andhra Pradesh together reached the divine abode in Swarnotsava Gurus Sankalpa Yatra to offer our gratitude to Bhagavan for choosing us to be a part of this noble mission, Sri Satya Sai Balavikas. Today, around 2000 gurus from 14 districts have come together to the divine abode to seek thy blessings, Swami. Swami, please permit me to offer a brief report of the activities of Sri Satya Sai Balavikas, Andhra Pradesh, at your divine lotus feet. We have 1,828 Balavikas centers, about 3,243 Balavikas gurus, and 45,538 Balavikas children in our state. In these glorious 50 years of Satya Sai Balavikas, there are many children who have excelled in different fields as IAS officers, doctors, lawyers, professors, teachers, engineers, chartered accountants, bankers, principals of colleges at schools and universities, and many of them are in key positions of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization across the world. Before coming to this divine abode, all the gurus in the state took a diksha for 50 days and performed Sri Satya Sai Sahasranama Archana and Sri Satya Sai Gayatri chanting. On behalf of all the gurus, we offer 23 crore 36 lakhs 16,455 Sahasranamas and 41,36,721 Sai Gayatri chanting at our divine lotus feet. In this Golden Jubilee year, the state of Andhra Pradesh organized master training programs for Group 1, Group 2 on spiritual and value-based games and parenting workshops. More than 300 gurus were trained in these programs. Training programs were also conducted regularly at the district level. All the districts and Bhajana Mandali and Samiti level conduct regular Balvikas activities like Tandularchana, Padapujas to parents, service activities on Seva Day, festivals of all religions, Swachh Bharat, tree plantation programs, Walk for Values and many more activities as per the action plan. During summer holidays, all Balvika centers conduct summer camps welcoming new children to their centers. Ishwaramba Day celebrations are also held with great zeal. Our children and gurus also participate in service activities conducted by Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations at all levels like Chalivendram, Mahanarayana Seva, visits to orphanages, old age homes and many more. The children and gurus very enthusiastically make eco-friendly clay Ganesha ideals. The children and gurus, out of money saved through sealing on desires, buy and distribute gifts to orphans. In Krishna district, the gurus distribute uniforms, stationery, school bags to the less privileged Balavikas children by paying their tuition fees also. During Navaratri, Bommala Koluvu, that is doll show, was organized depicting incidents from Bhagavan's life and epics. In few districts, 94 hours bhajans were held exclusively by Balavikas children. Every year, competitions were held at all levels in singing, elocution, essay writing, Veda chanting, poster making, slokas, storytelling, Padya Suktulu, to name a few. One of the special activities conducted during Golden Jubilee year is a program called Sri Satya Sai Palya Nidra, which was conducted by Vijayanagaram and Visakhapatnam districts, where the district Balavikas coordinator along with local samiti conveners and gurus stayed overnight in the village and conducted Omkaram, Suprabhatam, Nagar Sankirtan, followed by Balavikas classes, innovative games and fascinating cultural programs. A public program was also held at Visakhapatnam at Novotel Beach Road, enlightening Bhagavan's mission through Balavikas. Other districts also conducted public activities as part of Golden Jubilee celebrations. In Krishna district, meritorious Balavika students were encouraged by giving gold and silver medals and cash awards, and around 408 Balavikas children are supported for their education. Swami, this year being 95th birthday of your glorious avatar, we have the sankalpa to expand your divine mission by opening 20 Balavika centers in 20 villages in each district. We also intend to train more number of gurus by conducting lot of training camps at district and state level for group 1, group 2, group 3 and parenting workshops also. Swami, we pray to you to give us strength, dedication and commitment to fulfill your vision of Intinta Balavikas, Balavikas at every home and Inchinchi Sai Namam. Thank you, Swami. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, ma'am. I now invite Srimati Jaya Malladi to conduct prize distribution ceremony. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Loving pranams at the lotus feet of our Lord, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram, Swami says you must welcome tests because it gives you confidence and it ensures promotion. As part of the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Sri Sathya Sai Balavikas and with Bhagwan's immense grace, competitions were held at state level for Group 2 and Group 3 children, alumni and Balavikas gurus in essay writing, elocution, bhajan singing, Vedam chanting and Padya Suktalu. It was indeed a feast to their ears to see our Balavikas children blossoming with their talents. I now invite our winners to receive their prizes. I request Sri Prasad Rao Garu to kindly give away the prizes. Essay writing, Group 3, P. Purvi Pravalika, Vishakhapatnam, first prize. Second prize, A. Akshaya, Anantapur. Third prize, K. Sai Krishna, East Godavari. Alumni, first prize, P. Srinu, Vishakhapatnam. Second prize, T. Shailaja, Srikakulam District. Third prize, C. Gautam, Anantapur. D. Santosh, Karnool, third prize. Gurus, B. Kondaya, Anantapur, first prize. Second prize, T. Rama Swapna, West Godavari. Third prize, M. Katyayani, Krishna District. Elocution, Group 2, first prize, G. Aishwarya, Anantapur. Second prize, P. Vasanti, Guntur. third prize, B. Vishnu Sahasra, Anantapur. Group 3, first prize, R. Isha, Anantapur. Second prize, B. Gayatri, Krishna District. Third prize, M. Manogna, Anantapur District. Past students, first prize, N. Bhargavi, Guntur. Second prize, VGSR Satwik, Guntur. Third prize, T. Somashekhar, Anantapur. Gurus, first prize, B. Manjulavani, Nellore District. Second prize, R. Sarvani, Vishakhapatnam. Third prize, K. Bhaskar Prasad, East Godavari. Veda recitation, group 2, first prize, M. Pranavatmika, Anantapur. Second prize, E. Satyasai Ram, Vishakhapatnam. Third prize, K.D. Sri Ramya, Krishna District. Third prize again, L. Anuradha, Vijayanagaram. Group 3, first prize, S. Navya, Anantapur. Second prize, K. S. Hiranyasri, Anantapur. Third prize, L.D. Monica, Krishna District. Past students, first prize, N.K. Dinesh Kumar, Anantapur. Second prize, T. Sai Santosh, Guntur. third prize, T. Rajeshwari, Vishakhapatnam. Thank you, sir. We now invite Professor Nirupa Rani to kindly come and give away the prizes. Recitation. Guru's first prize, M.B. Saujanya, Anantapur district. Second prize, M.A. Anupama, Anantapur. Third prize, T. Mohini, Vishakhapatnam. I now invite Brother Madhusudan Rao to continue with this program of prize distribution. Thank you, and Sai Ram.
Bhajan singing, group 2, first prize, S. Ashwan Srikakulam. Second prize, P. Sai Harshita Vishakhapatnam. Third prize, M. Sai Prakhlad Kadapa. One more third prize, N. Chandrima Prakasham. Bhajan singing for group 3, G. Sai Sahiti Vishakhapatnam. Thank you, ma'am. Now I request Srimati Ratnakar to continue the prize distribution program. C.H. Sai Girdhar Vishakhapatnam. G. Sai Hindu Anantapur. Bhajan singing past students, G. Sharath Vishakhapatnam. First prize. M. Mrudula, second prize, Vishakhapatnam. Third prize, N. V. Ramani, Anantapur. Bhajan singing for gurus, Srimati N.V.V. Subbaratnam Krishna, first prize. Second prize, Sri B. Narasimha Murthy, Anantapur. Third prize, C.H. Prashanti, Vishakhapatnam. Poster preparation for Group 3. First prize, V. Srihasa, Guntur. Second prize, G. Sai Lokesh, Anantapur. Poster preparation for past students. First prize, R. Aditya Guntur. Vaishnavi, second prize, Anantapur. Third prize, B. Varsha, Anantapur. Padya Suktulu for Group 2 level. S. Sriharshita, Anantapur, first prize. V. Kundan Sai, second prize, Guntur. Third prize, G.V. Yatishwar, Kadapa. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you to all.
शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम 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 बोलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
भवा भयंकर गिरिजा शंकर धीमी 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 जगन तन गेलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
Yes.
Marubha.